The question gets asked over and over again. How will New Orleans rebuild? Well, for starters, the city needs a generation of young people who actually want and know how to do it. Welcome to the NPR Station Showcase with PRX. I'm Aaron Henkin, and this week we check in again at WWOZ in New Orleans, Louisiana, where producer David Weinberg has been working to document the cultural life of the city in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. David recently put together a report for the WWOZ Street Talk series about an initiative designed to get New Orleans high school students interested in a professional skill that their town needs dearly right now, building and architectural design.
You're listening to WWOZ Street Talk, unique tales of New Orleans life and culture. New Orleans has been a music and culinary epicenter since it was founded, but the Crescent City is becoming the center of another artistic field.
If you're interested in design or you want to know why design matters, New Orleans is going to be ground zero for that because everybody who lives here will be rebuilding for the rest of their lives.
That's Kim Rubito-Diga of the Cooper Hewitt Museum in New York. The museum partnered with several New Orleans schools to take part in their City of Neighborhoods project. The project has several goals.
One is to empower these kids, I think, by using design gives you a vision of the future. So ultimately, I want these kids to see a future in New Orleans that they have a voice in because they have an understanding of the design process and they're thinking about themselves and their communities and their neighborhoods when they think about rebuilding and putting their own voice in it. I think that on another level, if some of these kids are inspired by design and decide that they want to pursue the wide career options to someone who's a designer, I would love for that to become an interest if they didn't have it.
On the third floor of the Jack's Brewery building, about 100 students are gathered in an exhibition hall. There are several tables set up and groups of students are presenting their projects. The projects vary in scope, from small hands-on to large-scale restorations of actual historic buildings. A group of kids from Priestley Charter show me their blown glass sculptures.
How you doing? My name is Dinesha Schroeder. First name is spelled D-O-N-A-Y-S-H-A. Last name is spelled S-T-R-O-U-G-H-T-E-R. Hope you got that. Next question.
All right.
Let's go.
What are all these things?
We had to stick stick the rod in the fire, and you had to like spin it so the glass can be on it, and then you took it out, and then you put it in a color, right, Kimberly? You dip it in the color, you spin it around on it, then you put it back in the fire. You know, I burned myself like 2 times. Oh, Lord. You know I had fun. Look at me. I had so much fun.
In the corner of the room, two seniors from Chalmette High School are explaining their design project.
Hey, my name is Corey Godshaw.
I'm James Smith.
We basically, our courtyard after Katrina was a disaster. It was really muddy, really hard to work through, like walk to classes when it rained, and even when it didn't, mud would get everywhere. And so we thought of beautifying it as well as making it more practical. Not only did we have to come up with the design, we had to come up with materials to make the design practical and functional to where it could last.
A few days later, I drove out to Chalmette and asked some of the students if they would give me a tour of the courtyard. The flooded mess I had seen in the photographs had been replaced by red circles of concrete with brand new benches and tables.
I'm Megan Alice, and I'm in 10th grade.
I'm Jarrett LaBeouf, I'm in 10th grade.
I'm Molly Crespo, I'm in 10th grade.
Alex McConlin, I'm in 10th grade.
We have 22 little magnolia trees donated to us, and they're obviously now planted, and you know, it just helps add color and atmosphere.
We don't pick all the plants, though.
Again, it adds more atmosphere and likability, I guess, to the courtyard, I guess you could say.
Somewhere the kids can, like, get away at lunch. They mm-hmm. don't feel like they're at school.
That was the idea of it, actually.
Because before we did the courtyard, they had, like, just a few benches, and everyone was, like, spread apart, and they want, like, more benches in the circles to, like, everyone could come together and eat lunch with each mm-hmm. other. I guess it's kind of a way to meet new people in school, I guess.
Yeah.
Talk to different people that you haven't talked to before.
Do you think it works?
I think people, like, sit next to different people they never talked to before, and
yeah.
they kind of get together and talk, like, accidentally, and then yeah. talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because Chalmette was the only school after the storm, many students from other schools in the parish now attend Chalmette High. As a gesture of goodwill, the students designed mosaics for the courtyard that feature the mascots of all the schools which have not reopened since the storm. While working on the project, they discovered the foundation of the plantation house that once sat on the property.
And see, right here is the piece of the...
That's right. That's part of the recovery of the plantation. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so you can kind of see it everywhere.
Orange.
Yeah, I scavenged a can of those for us, so... Yeah, we it's still there. It's on. It's over to the side so that we can use this. So maybe make like a mosaic, but also make sort of a cobblestone around it with some of the original pieces.
As the school year comes to an end, much of the plans for the courtyard will be passed on to next year's students. As more schools in the area open, there will be lots of opportunities for schools to teach hands-on design like the ones presented at the expo. It's a unique opportunity that will hopefully teach a new generation take the rebuilding of the city into their own hands. This piece was produced by David Weinberg.
You can hear more from David Weinberg and WWOZ's Street Talk series online at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Now that's also where you'll find a link to the Station Showcase weblog with interviews of featured producers and a complete archive of our past picks. Just go to the PRX homepage, scroll down, and keep your eye out on the right-hand side for the Station Showcase logo. That web address again, prx.org. Log on, write your own reviews, and have a say in what ends up on the radio at the Public Radio Exchange. For the NPR Station Showcase with PRX, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening.